is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The White House says the Iraqi military mission to take back Ramadi from Islamic State clearly indicates that Iraqis have the will to fight. The operation began Tuesday, 2 weeks after Iraqi troops fled from Ramadi. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi told the BBC Ramadi will be retaken in days and that he has confidence in the ability of Iraqi forces. Hundreds of Russian warplanes and thousands of troops began a major military exercise Tuesday, coinciding with Arctic maneuvers by NATO forces. The two exercises come at a time of increased tensions between Russia and the West. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said Russia has committed 12,000 troops, up to 250 military jets, and hundreds of other weapons to this week's tactical exercises. Russian exercises stretch from the Volga River to Siberia and are due to last 3 days. Heavy gunfire and explosions rocked a neighborhood of Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Tuesday. The target of the attack was not immediately clear, but security officials said it appeared to be a guest house in the Wazir Abakar Khan district, which is home to several embassies and government buildings. No group has yet claimed responsibility. At least 37 people are dead after the Islamist group Boko Haram attacked a town in northeastern Nigeria. Gunmen attacked the Borno state town of Gubbio late Sunday, setting off gun battles with security forces that lasted through the night. A reporter for VOA says more than 400 houses, government buildings, and schools were burned down in the attack, and that dozens of cars and motorcycles were set on fire. This is VOA News. The espionage.